6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Wednesday, September 14, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome back to this exciting segment. And the reason I say it is because it is a treat, special treat, when we get the kind of person on that really gives a damn about humanity. And we're talking about Dr. Syed Haider, who has a website called mygotodoc.com. And we've got a lot of COVID-related information to talk about because Joe in Arkansas called in our first hour and was talking about the fact that he had long COVID. And I also want to, while we have a quick second before we bring Dr. Haider on, say hello to those listeners in France that are listening to our show. Bonjour. Je m'appelle David. Yeah, that's what 3 years of French will get you. Parlez-vous français? Oui, je parle français. So it's nice to have all of you listening in France on the show. Now, do we sell shortwave radios? I wasn't made privy to that information, but if you check the Power Mall, probably there. Chad in North Carolina emailed to ask whether or not it was possible to, get insurance to pay for the visits to Dr. Haider. And see, that's one of the reasons why we had this conversation before we came on the air, because there is some always interesting ways to accommodate our Power Hour listeners. And if you have long COVID, like Joe in Arkansas said that he did, well, Joe, you know, we have a solution besides earthing, which Joe in Arkansas said he did some earthing and it was absolutely wonderful. It actually helped him. So, Dr. Haider, we've had you on the show a few times before. You are the voice coming against misinformation. Our government has lied to us. We all know it. And we're so glad you're here to combat this censorship of scientists and doctors who are sounding the alarm. Welcome back to the Power Hour, sir.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. And yeah, I think I don't talk about this enough, but really, the doctor's fee should not prevent anyone from coming to my website and signing up. So at MyGoToDoc, we've always had this, facility available for people that if you can't afford the doctor's fee, you just have, you just let us know that you can't afford it. Or if you can afford less, if there's a certain amount you can afford, in your budget, you let us know what you can pay and you can pay that. So it's really patient-directed. A lot of people pay the full fee, but, 4 or 5% every month of our prescriptions are pro bono. We don't charge people because they just told us that they can't afford it, and that's fine. And there's no send us your taxes. I mean, you don't have to prove anything to us. You just let us know and, we take you at your word. And so there's no pressure to pay a certain amount. You tell us whatever you can pay, and if it's nothing, that's fine too. And even in the registration form, there's a little box you can check that says, I don't want to pay anything right now. I just want to ask questions. I'm not sure if this is right for me or whatever. Or I just want to ask you medical questions, right? Maybe I just want some guidance on what I should do next, And maybe I have my own doctor and he's willing to prescribe for me and we'll just give you guidance for free also. So don't worry about how much it costs to get this stuff done. Whether or not your insurance will pay for the prescriptions themselves that we send you, again, sometimes for free we send out the prescriptions, we do the whole thing, right? But whether or not they'll pay for the actual prescription at the pharmacy is another story. They may, they oftentimes do, but we can't guarantee they'll cover something like ivermectin. At the same time, earthing, I'm glad, your listener brought that up. There are a lot of lifestyle things that you can do. Simple as, earthing does help some people. Cold exposure, a cold shower for 1 or 2 minutes a day helps some people. Breathing exercises, intermittent fasting. There's a lot of stuff that you can do that costs nothing. It's just a matter of doing something differently in your day-to-day life.
Well, I appreciate that. Your courtesy and the for the love of God, what you're doing. It's wonderful, Dr. Haider. Now, as far as headlines go, just released now, CDC director admits agency gave false information on COVID-19 vaccine safety monitoring. You're not surprised, are you?
No, not at all. I mean, everyone in our government is flip-flopping. I mean, you know, there's the CDC, they keep also changing their story. They admit to it, and then they say, no, we didn't do it, and then they say, we did do it. So I'm not at all surprised. You know, there's the same thing happened in Israel. The Ministry of Health didn't even start safety monitoring for a year, and then they brought on like an independent group to kind of evaluate the safety of the shots in Israel. And the group reported back to them during a Zoom call that these things were not safe, and that they had actually determined causality. The vaccines were actually causing harm, but they weren't given all the data. They were just evaluating like these reports of injuries and deaths. But they weren't told how many, you know, what the denominator was, how many like total vaccines were given and how many total injuries and deaths there were. But they did report, you know, in this Zoom call to the Ministry of Health in Israel that there was a causal link. These vaccines were causing harm. And then the Ministry of Health went forward and published an official report saying there's nothing wrong with the vaccines. They're not causing any problems. And then a whistleblower released that Zoom call. It's actually available. So you can go and listen to it, and you can see the report that was given and compare it to the official government report. So governments all around the world are essentially covering up for Pfizer. And the really crazy new information that we found is that it's not just the spike in deaths 1 or 2 weeks after the vaccines that made it into VAERS, and we've seen that in VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. We've known about that spike in deaths. You know, 1 or 2 weeks after the shot, people start dying. But we did not know until very recently that there's another spike in deaths that takes 5 months to show up. So when you see a big rise in vaccinations in a country, 5 months after that, there's a big rise in unexplained deaths in the population. And that wasn't showing up in the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System because people don't make the connection, right? But you can see it when you look at countrywide data. For increases in vaccinations, you'll see an increase in deaths about 20 to 23 weeks afterwards. We found this from a Social Security Administration whistleblower in the U.S. We can see it in the U.K. data. We see it in insurance industry data in different countries, and we found it also in the European death data. So this is very, very concerning, right? And it's not just death. I mean, there's also disability. There's also cancers. There's a lot of things that are rising. And the degree of the rise in the death rates, you know, in the year that the vaccine started in 2021, 5 weeks after the shots, the rise in the death rate is 40 to 50%, which is something that never happens unless you drop an atomic bomb on a population, okay? Just to put it into perspective, a 10% rise in the death rate of a population, would you expect to see that once every 200 years, okay? We're not talking about 10%. We're talking about 40 to 50%. That's like a once-in-a-thousand-year occurrence. I mean, it's something that essentially just never happens outside of a nuclear war or some kind of, you know, world war situation where you kill off an entire generation of people. So the degree of the rise in the deaths is completely unprecedented. It's something we've never seen in modern history. And the only thing that can explain it is the vaccine. It's not, you can't explain it with COVID or long COVID or anything else. Nothing else has changed in the world to account for this.
Well, you know, and this, Dr. Heider, goes right along with the study that was published in late August in England. 345 people died of myocarditis in 1 year. All of them were vaccinated with one of the three COVID-19 vaccines. So this jives with everything you're saying. Keith in Oklahoma, you're on the phone with Dr. Syed Heider. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. Hello, doctor. I have a question for you, maybe a couple of comments. I've seen and heard reported in many areas over the past 2 years that COVID-19 has never been isolated or verified in a lab. And can you elaborate on that? Is that true? And or is there just in this room?
So I got the first part of the question. Kind of got cut off at the end there. You know, the question is, was COVID-19 ever actually isolated? And so I'm not a virologist. I'm not a specialist on this topic. But there are people that I trust around this topic. And the answer is that it has been isolated. Well, maybe not isolated the way that the, you know, people are asking for it to have been isolated, but it has been sequenced. We've done whole genome sequencing, and we have isolated the virus the way that people normally isolate viruses in the modern world. So I don't think that this idea that it doesn't exist is incorrect. And people have, you know, I can point your listeners to some Substack articles and other articles where people go into a lot of detail explaining this. It gets a little bit, you know, sciencey, and you have to understand a little bit about the, you know, basic virology and the kinds of, you know, the techniques that they use. So it takes a little bit of science background to explain and understand this. But the answer is that there is a virus. COVID-19 is a real thing. And the people who are arguing that it doesn't exist, I mean, there are some people that I, you know, used to kind of trust that I no longer trust, who have made this argument. But their arguments have all had a lot of holes in them, and they've been debunked, like, thoroughly by people who are really experts in this field. So, you know, unfortunately, some of the people that I used to follow, I don't believe what they're saying on this particular topic, that the virus itself does not exist. People who've had it, you know, have had the typical symptoms. I mean, they know that there's a real illness, right? COVID-19 is a real illness that is not the flu. You know, I mean, I understand some people say, okay, well, it was just a bad, or maybe like a slightly bad flu season. Yeah, sure. So what people don't understand about the flu is that flu deaths and flu case reports in the last 10 years are also not actually literally the flu. So what's reported is flu-like illnesses. That's what we've always reported. That's what the CDC reports. And the deaths are like flu-like illness deaths. Some of them tested positive for flu. Some of them did not. And they're all lumped together in one category as flu-like illnesses. So COVID-19 is certainly a flu-like illness. But it is a certain subset of flu-like illnesses, you know, different from the flu and from other, you know, prior coronaviruses and things that we've had. You know, the people who've had the bizarre loss of taste and smell, I had it. It's something I had never experienced before in my life. You know, 3 weeks I had zero taste. I mean, that was itself something that, I mean, I've had probably 30 or 40 colds in my life and maybe 15 flus. This was bizarre, right? This was something different from any of them. So, you know, whether, you know, some people think, you know, it's not a virus, it's a 5G or something. You know, maybe there's some element of that. You know, some people maybe activating some of the symptoms for some people. You know, some of these other things might be part of the syndrome. But there is certainly a virus. Like, I can tell you that much. The proof of it is a little bit complicated. You know, you have to do a little bit of research and reading on it.
Well, and see, Dr. Heider, most of us believe that this is a bioweapon, and it was deliberately used to depopulate the United States and the rest of the world. I mean, it's pretty much common denominator when you hear Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset and Bill Gates and everybody else talk about these vaccine programs. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's not just one bioweapon, okay? At this point in time, it's probably at least three different bioweapons. There was the original Wuhan strain bioweapon. Delta was another bioweapon. Omicron was a third bioweapon. The charitable interpretation of Omicron would be that it was a self-spreading vaccine. The other interpretation, which is probably correct, is that it was a strain specifically engineered to, you know, finally take out the Chinese economy. You know, the Chinese prevented they may have prevented significant damage from the Wuhan strain, but they didn't escape the Omicron strain. The Omicron strain, they're still locked down. Their economy is in shambles at this point due to Omicron. So I think this is really, it's like economic warfare. And it's not just acute economic warfare. You know, these countries are shooting themselves in the foot with the lockdowns, which, you know, they don't really work the way they're being done. But also it may cause long-term economic damage with long COVID. So if you have a significant amount of your population that has chronic fatigue now, you know, you're going to have a hit to your, you know, to your GDP just because people are less able to work than they used to be. And on the margins, it makes a big difference, right? Like it can create a significant drag, even if not everyone has severe fatigue, but on average, there's a lot of extra fatigue in the population. So I think a lot of this kind of, you know, great resignation may be related to vaccine injuries and long COVID.
Well, this is one of the reasons why Governor DeSantis slammed the elites who he says were wrong about the efficacy of the vaccines, and they failed to create a biomedical security state thanks to his administration's COVID policy. Now they're trying to rewrite history, acting like they wanted kids in school all along, and they shouldn't let them get away with it. That's a huge problem. And I mean, the news stories, one after another, are coming forward about people who are awake and understand what is going on with this. Keith in Oklahoma, are you still on the phone?
Yes, I am. And thank you very much for your explanation there. I maybe not can't articulate this properly, but you know, with that being said, we talked before about the financial incentivization of, you know, the medical industry and all these things and how that correlates, you know, to I guess a real disease why would it need to be incentivized or was just an opportunist thing where we take this and then we weaponize it against the people. And I mean weaponizing, I mean through collapsing the economy, won't work and all these things. Is that maybe a valid perception of that?
Well, I mean, it is. And see, the thing is I think Dr. Hyder reiterated the fact that when you start killing off the population, it's not just those suffering from long COVID, but it's those even with CFS or whatnot. When you start killing off your population, you kill off your GDP as well. I mean, that's a no-brainer, right, Dr. Hyder?
Yeah, so, you know, the question is, like, what was the wider goal here, right? And there's an argument to be made that after the great financial crisis in 2008, you know, we injected tremendous amount of money into the economy. You know, this money printing has been going on for over 10 years now. And in 2019, I mean, we were seeing some evidence of stress and strain, and we were close to a collapse, right? What may have happened, you know, some people think that this was kind of a controlled demolition, right? What COVID was a controlled demolition where you can create a fall guy, right, for this, you know, new economic collapse. And not only that, you know, you wipe out a lot of small and medium-sized businesses with the lockdowns, and that benefits the really big businesses, the multinationals. So they are certainly incentivized to go along with all of this. You know, Facebook's incentivized and Amazon, because they're all kind of interconnected. It may have also been a form of economic warfare. You know, maybe it was the U.S. deep state trying to attack China and Iran, and it blew back on them. I don't really buy that. I think that it was seeded everywhere in the world. We weren't just trying to attack China and Iran. I think we were trying to take down whoever did it was trying to take down the entire world economy. And it looks like it was actually, it didn't spread naturally from China to Iran to the U.S. I think it was actually spread deliberately in every country. And then, you know, further variants were also spread, and then new variants were spread. And, you know, I think this is a long-term power grab, right? Like the long-term outcome of this is that we lose our freedoms more and more. And if it's not COVID lockdowns, you know, it's probably going to end up being climate lockdowns at some point, or another strain of COVID or something. But this is about seizing power from the people. And a lot of it, what's going on is about, you know, keeping us divided until our population does collapse. You know, it will collapse, right? Like at this point, I think it's baked into the cake. We're going to have population collapse, not because of COVID, but because of industrialization and the drop in birth rates, right? So, and this is a cultural thing and also an economic thing and part of industrialization. When you move off the farms into the cities, you just have fewer kids because they're, you know, they cost a lot to raise. They cost anywhere between $250,000 to $1 million to raise one kid over 20 years, right? And so people can't afford to raise kids anymore, and they're not having kids. And their population replacement, we're not at replacement rates, you know, with the birth rates anymore. So when the population collapses, you know, then the elites have much less to worry about, right? Everyone is impoverished and there's not very many people around. and they've got their robots to take care of them. Until that happens, they have to keep us divided, right? Squabbling amongst ourselves about, you know, Republican versus Democrat, you know, atheist versus, you know, religionists and people who think, okay, the vaccines work and the other people think they don't work. And, you know, so we're all, there's all this infighting, right? We can't join together and just demand what is most important to most of us, which is just like, you know, a strong economic system. We should be able to put food on our table. We shouldn't have to have like, you know, 2.5 jobs each in order to make do, right? We should be able to raise our kids in peace. We don't want war. So these are the things that, you know, cut across all party lines and all, you know, religions, and everyone can agree on them. But we're kept busy fighting about all these minor details. So like, if everyone in America just stood up right now and demanded something, the government would capitulate. I guarantee, okay, because there are so many people and so many guns, especially in America, that we can have our way, but we all have to join together to get our way. Right? If we want to have 100 different ways, we can't get that, right? That's impossible, right? So I think, unfortunately, the main thing going on is division, creating division, sowing division, and in the meantime, we continue to lose our freedoms. And, you know, this benefits big government and big industry.
Yep, for sure. Keith in Oklahoma, thanks so much for your call. Mark in Iowa, we got about a minute left. Go ahead. Hello, Mark in Iowa. Okay, I guess Mark's not there. Anyway, so we are coming up to the break. And in the meantime, you know, we can get to natural immunity. I mean, there's a whole host of things as far as the efficacy of these jabs and mRNA and all the other garbage that they're now finding in here. These things, I think, are also designed as part of the robotic AI conversion, the transhuman conversion. I don't know whether or not you subscribe to that, Dr. Heider, if you think that that's, we're on the verge of it, that they're using this mRNA to facilitate something more sinister.
If there goes possible, our music. You know, we can talk about it after the break. Yeah,
we can do that. It's going to be a very short break, folks. Trust me. We'll be back with Dr. Syed Heider and your phone calls after this short break on the Power Hour. That's really good perspectives here, Dr. Heider. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for coming on. We'll be back with Dr. Heider after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall.
When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Respital Cap, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Leece, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, September 14, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. We have Dr. Syed Haider with us on the phone. He has a website called mygotodoc.com. And a couple of things I want to get to. During the break, Dr. Haider was mentioning that there is a Facebook group out there for people that are suffering with this. Dr. Haider, I'm going to let you take the reins on this one and give us the full meal deal on this website.
Yeah, so my go-to doc is the website, and then the Facebook group is called Long Haul Reset. You can just Google Long Haul Reset Facebook, and you'll find the group. It's a private group because we're trying to, you know, keep, trying to, like, maintain this. You know, they've taken down a few of these groups before, but you just have to request admission, and we'll, you know, there's no, like, secret password or anything. You just have to request admittance to the group, and you'll get in. The nice thing about the group is that every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern, I do a free Q&A for people for an hour. But then if we don't get to your question, then I also have staff members and doctors in that group answering questions, like, directly in the chat and in the, you know, in the posts where people post a question. And then there's just a lot of support there, right? There's 1,000 people there about at this point. You know, we just started it like a week and a half ago, and there's already 1,000 people who showed up. And they're just kind of like sharing information. They're like, you know, somebody posts like, you know, I have tinnitus. Has anyone tried it, anything that worked? And somebody, and then you have like 3 or 4 replies from people. They're like, yeah, I had it and I did this and it helped me. And a lot of times it's things that I haven't even heard of before, right? So it's a great resource for people who are experiencing something to get support and to get ideas of things that they might be able to try and do that have worked for other people.
Right. But my go-to doc, also, you have protocols for long COVID as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. At my go-to doc, you know, you can get the prescription protocols. We can help you with, like, supplement protocols and lifestyle protocols and, like, you know, the whole nine yards, everything you really, if you really want to take care of this right now and throw everything at it, right, I would highly recommend doing everything, not just, you know, getting on a Facebook group and trying, like, one thing. It's really, like, it's really a protocol that you need. And there's kind of a generic protocol that everyone with long COVID should probably be on. And there's specific lab tests that you can get at your local lab, you know, right now, and they're not expensive or anything. Your insurance will usually cover them, actually. Simple things that you need to just check and make sure that they're optimized to ensure that you can heal from long COVID. So things like you need to check for zinc and vitamin D and magnesium and, you know, these just simple things like some B vitamin levels. And a lot of these are depleted by COVID, the inflammation of the acute infection or, you know, the inflammation for caused by the vaccine. You get depleted levels of zinc or magnesium or vitamin D or whatever. And you need to optimize them and you need to recheck the labs and make sure that you've brought your levels up. You know, sometimes it can take months to get your body levels up to normal when you're taking this thing every day. For people who are really serious about getting better as fast as possible, you know, nothing beats getting a proper consult, you know, and getting a proper protocol from my go-to doc.
Okay, Mark in Iowa is back on the phone with us here. Dr. Heider, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'll be quick, but the I was going to say about there's a guy called Mark Crispin. It's C-R-I-S-P-I-N, Miller, Mark Crispin.
Yes.
Miller.
I have interviewed him on my
University.
I've interviewed him on my other radio show. I'm very much aware of the fact that they came after him for doing a propaganda piece on mask wearing.
Yeah, and he talks about August 13th, 2022. He talks about the CDC pretending. Talks about the British National Health Service reveals a secret that they're coming out this fall with the big guns, with the big vaccination drive, but they're not going to be able to carry it off by themselves. So, you know, and also another guy, too, is called G. Edward Griffin, site, G. Dot Edward Griffin's plural site. You can go there, but it talks about this is all just a hoax. They're just backing off, letting people, you know, think that this is coming to a head, but it's not. It's you know, it's being resolved, but it's they're all good. They're going to get ready to push this thing with mandatory vaccinations across the entire world.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. You know, I think that the you know, to get back to that earlier question before the break, you know, are these vaccinations part of this kind of World Economic Forum push to like alter humanity's genetics? I don't know, because we don't really know what's in them, right? So could there be nanotech in them? Yes, there could be, right? We've, I think, all seen those images of the blood that has these weird particles in them, you know, and these weird, like, things that move around and self-assemble. And so I don't know what's going on. I do know that everyone who's been vaccinated, probably 100% of people, their body is acting differently, okay? So coroners can see it. There's these weird blood clots in everyone who dies who's gotten the shot. Tattoo artists know it, okay? If you ask them, the skin reacts differently in people who have been vaccinated. You know, these micro little, you know, kind of like micro bleeding that will happen anytime you stick a needle, even if it's a tiny little tattoo needle. There is going to be some difference in the way the skin reacts because the blood is different. And then there's an ultrasound tech who does ultrasounds for pregnant women that I know of. And she can tell when she does the ultrasound of the placenta which vaccine you got and when you got it, okay? Because the placenta is forming differently in these women. The blood vessels, I would assume, are forming up differently because the blood itself is different in these people. So, and then, you know, we were told that the mRNA would degrade within a few days. Like, this was literally up on the CDC website, still up in the UK's website. This claim, which has been disproven, there's a study showing that the mRNA persists for at least 60 days. That's as long as they did the study. Who knows how long it persists at this point? We don't know how long it persists in lymph nodes, kicking out the spike protein, right? And the spike protein changes the body, right? It's a cellular toxin. It's a DNA toxin. It changes DNA repair mechanisms. It, you know, makes you more prone to cancer. These people have their immune system is altered, right? The interferon one system is less active, which makes you more prone to cancer and other kinds of diseases. So, you know, people have certainly been changed by the vaccine. The question is this a self-limited change? Is it going to wear off in time? And the answer is no one knows, okay? No one's actually asked this question or has been allowed to ask the question, you know? Like, there's certain questions you can no longer ask as a scientist, right? Because you'll lose your, you know, your future will be lost, right? You'll be a pariah in the field. So certainly it's possible that these things are actually doing something serious to human beings, maybe changing their fertility permanently, who knows? Maybe, you know, ending up, maybe everyone will die who had these shots. I don't know. Like, there's just too many unknowns. And maybe they are rewriting the DNA. That's also possible, right? Because the mRNA we know can retrointegrate into the DNA. That's been shown in a lab that these mRNAs can integrate into the cellular DNA, which could, you know, change our genetics. So is this part of a, you know, a long-term plan? Is the vaccine the real plan? To get to the caller's kind of concern that I agree. I don't think this is over, right? We're headed into midterm elections with what everyone expects to be a big red wave. Because, you know, how could it not be a big red wave at this point? I mean, no one is happy with Biden. I don't know. His like approval ratings are in the tank, right? No one's happy with the Democrats. No one's happy with the economy. So what do you do? You know, if you're the deep state and you want to suppress the Republican vote, you know, do you bring in another lockdown? Do you bring in another variant? You know, I'm sure I agree. They're going to, you know, in the winter, these things get worse, right? That's just any upper respiratory syndrome or infection tends to get worse in the winter. So, you know, we're at the tail end of Omicron, the Omicron wave. So far, you know, in the last 2 years, every time one wave peters out, another variant pops up to take its place, right? And there's data, published data now in peer-reviewed journals showing that Delta and Omicron were most likely engineered. So why wouldn't you expect another engineered variant to pop up after Omicron?
Or in the alternative, we have another possibility. What happens when you get an executive order coming out of the administration that says you can't vote unless you have a vaccine passport?
Oh, God. Yeah.
I mean, I can't put it past anything that this administration would do, Dr. Hyder, to stifle the vote. I mean, you talked about Republican, you know, the red wave. And I mean, how do you get rid of a red wave? You either kill it off or you impede it in such a way that it can't go to the polls.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, on this, you know, question of election integrity, I wasn't even aware of this, but, you know, the Selection Code website, if people haven't seen this, there's an hour-long video there going into Tina Pierce and the data, you know, basically incontrovertible evidence that she has showing that the, you know, the Dominion, you know, voting machines changed the vote, right? Like she has disk images of those machines before and after the change was made. And I know she was, you know, reviled in the mainstream media and they blamed her for like interfering with the voting machines, but she's just not like a technical enough person to have carried that off by herself. I mean, it's just ridiculous to say that she engineered that change herself. So I think everything's going to be brought out, you know, anything possible. And, you know, what if there's a last minute change, right? Like you can't go to the polls if you haven't been vaccinated, right? That would not surprise me, right? A lot of people, no matter what, they're not going to get vaccinated, and I support them, right? Like, that's another service that we've rolled out, vaccine exemptions now. I think that's also really important because it's impossible, it's nearly impossible for most people to avoid this thing without losing their jobs, unless they get a valid vaccine exemption from a doctor. And I have to tell people, on the subject of vaccine exemptions, you just have to say what you have to say, okay? And what you have to say is, I had a severe allergic reaction to polyethylene glycol. And how do I know that? I know it because I was really constipated this one time. I was on a camping trip. I took some Miralax and it nearly killed me. Okay, Miralax is polyethylene glycol. It's available in the pharmacy. If you take that and you can't breathe and you pass out and, you know, you have a rash all over and, you know, you're coughing and, you know, you nearly die, like that kind of story will get you a valid vaccine exemption. There's no other way in the United States today to get a vaccine exemption that will be accepted. Like, you can't get a doctor to just give their opinion, you know? Like, people come to me and they're like, can't you just write an opinion that you think the vaccine is dangerous for me? And I'm like, I do think the vaccine is dangerous for you, but that will not be acceptable, okay, to the people who are going to take this vaccine exemption for you, right? So there's just no point in me writing that. All I'm doing is, like, tossing my license in the trash as a physician, because that's the third rail in medicine today, to question the vaccine. You know, and if a doctor seems to be writing vaccine exemptions, just saying that the vaccine is dangerous, like I'm saying right now in public, but if I were actually, you know, giving out vaccine exemptions with this on them, you know, I would very likely lose my license very fast.
Well, and of course, you know, Dr. Angie down in Webster, Texas is being attacked right now too by the Texas Medical Board, because of some anonymous phone call or tip that they got that she didn't treat somebody properly. I'm sure you've been reading the news. I mean, they are still, you know, the wrath of the medical industry is still coming down on the frontline doctor group, aren't they?
Yeah, I've had five of these medical board complaints, you know, in the last year and a half. And in the 10 years that I had been practicing before that, after my residency and the 3 years of residency, I'd never had a single medical board complaint. So now, you know, in the last year and a half, I've gotten them from, you know, I don't think the patients did it. Maybe it was like one of them was from like a relative of a patient who was upset with what I told them. But I knew that some were coming from pharmacies, some were coming from insurance companies, and some might have been just like a random person calling up and, you know, upset about what I was doing. But the medical board, you know, they're forced to kind of follow up on some of these, but most of them, they should just like look at them and be like, this is ridiculous, right? They, you know, off-label prescribing is not illegal and it's not immoral and there's nothing wrong with it, right? We've done it and we continue to do it, you know, for 40 to 50% of the things that we see patients for every day in America, we write off-label prescriptions. So no one can fault a doctor for using an off-label prescription for an indication, especially when we have thousands of studies on ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and a lot of the other drugs that we're prescribing. So it's really terrible. I mean, I got one medical board complaint where they seemed to try to be tricking me into saying the wrong thing because they were accusing me of running illegal experiments on my patients, like mischaracterizing off-label prescribing as an experiment. And I mean, that was just unconscionable. I mean, I just can't believe that they put it that way. I mean, they know just as well as I do that it's off-label prescribing. It's not an experimental drug trial that I'm running, right?
I mean, this is like cancel culture at its worst. The bigger problem is this censorship. It's still going on, isn't it?
This, I'm so glad you brought it up. I mean, this is the number one problem at the root, kind of the root cause of all these evils that we've seen in the last 2 years is the loss of our freedom of speech. Okay, so there's no longer a free marketplace of ideas in this country. So you can't have like a, you know, competition between different ideas and different ideologies, right? Especially in science and medicine, that's really required because you can't just have science by fiat or medicine by fiat. You know, you can't just mandate this is the truth. Like, I am the science and I am the truth, right? That's a religion. It's not scientific at all. Like, we're headed back to the dark ages. We're acting like religious zealots, you know, not scientists. You can't mandate that this is the truth. And that's what they're trying to do in California now. There's a bill that's at the on the governor's desk for him to sign. It passed through the legislature that will basically, you know, make physicians liable to lose their license if they speak out like the way I am. I'm licensed in California. You know, what I'm saying would bring me up before the medical board if his bill passes, which is probably will. I mean, why wouldn't he sign it? This is, you know, something that I'm sure he's, you know, dying to sign. And once it, you know, hits in California, it probably spreads to a lot of other places. You know, that's what we usually see.
Well, especially in the blue states. The thing is that Ron DeSantis clamped down on this to keep this medical state, you know, medical security state from coming into play. And many of the states like Florida and Texas, I think, are going to fight this. And other states, you know, that obviously are near them. And most of the southern states, I think, are taking that attitude as well. But as far as this frontline doctors, I mean, Simone Gold just got out of the federal pen for showing up on January 6th, which I wish to God she hadn't done it. I mean, there's other platforms that she could have done. And I still continue to get frontline doctor stuff. Now, if you, because I was going to ask a question about what I got in my inbox, it says today's live Q&A replay is here. And you were talking about long-haul COVID, and is this something you only get when you subscribe or enter in a, you know, a patient portal on your website?
So there's probably different ways of doing it. I think that's probably, you're probably referring to the today at 10 a.m. Eastern, I was on the long-haul
yes.
Reset COVID group. So yeah, if you join that group, you know, just request to join and we'll let you in. But we also stream to like Rumble and YouTube, but to see it live, you'll have to either join my Facebook page or that Long Haul Reset Facebook group. So you can find me at, you know, I think it's just Dr. Syed Haider on Facebook, or you can just Google Long Haul Reset Facebook and you'll find the group will pop up at the top of the search results. I haven't checked Google, but it does pop up in those other search engines like DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, I mean, it amazes me though, Dr. Haider, because Google is one of those things that literally they've been talking about as affected 15% of our electoral base as far as being able to manipulate the election. YouTube.
Yeah, so is, I mean, certainly, you know, even if there wasn't like election tampering at the level of the voting machines, I mean, there was certainly election tampering by Google and Facebook, you know, and I mean, that's without a doubt, right? And, you know, and especially the Hunter Biden story. I mean, there's just so many examples of election tampering. And I think this also gets back to that censorship question that these companies, I don't think, should be allowed to make the case that, you know, this is not the public square. It's the default public square when you have like a billion people on your platform, right? By default, it's turned into the public square, right? So these companies, we need to go after them. And I hope that, you know, if we can do it at the state level, if not the federal level, somebody needs to go after them. The way that California has forced the auto industry, right, to change the way they build cars, right? And then they have to build all the cars the same for the whole world because California forces them to do certain things in terms of emission standards, et cetera. You know, if Florida, for example, forced these companies to open up their platforms and stop censoring, then they would have to open them up for everyone, hopefully. But we need more of this. We need to force these social media companies to stop censoring us, okay? They have taken away our constitutional rights in this country.
That they have. And then, of course, they're waging a war on doctors, scientists, and any information out there that, you know, flies in the face of truth. They don't want it. Vaccine injury.
It's really government and industry in bed with each other because the government is leaning on Facebook and these other companies to censor us, which is illegal. It's flat out illegal for the government to do that because they are, by default, you know, censoring our free speech by asking a private company to do it.
So now vaccine injury, that's the one thing I wanted to get to, too, while we still have a few minutes left of the show. You've been treating vaccine injuries as Elizabeth Vliet in Arizona has. She's got patients. She's been on the show talking about a lot of what she's been seeing. And you seem to think, even though, and this is my problem I'm wrestling with here, Dr. Heider, is all of the spike proteins that are floating around in the body. And even Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Tenpenny, said these things go to all your organs and they stay there and they replicate. And it's just like, man, this would in of itself seem like a vaccine injury that is just so hard to get rid of. And so could you go into a little detail about some of the protocols that you would use to get rid of this? Because I think once you've got COVID, you have spike proteins that are replicating themselves in your body, and you've got to put a stop to that, or else you're, you know, that's a vaccine injury of itself in my book.
Yeah, so vaccine injuries are very similar in the presentation and the symptoms as long COVID. So there's like 99% overlap, maybe 95%. So the symptoms are probably due to the spike protein primarily. There are other things in the vaccines that also cause inflammation. So again, we don't know if these people can be cured, you know, from vaccine injuries or if they can just suppress the symptoms and keep them under control. And that's going to depend on whether the mRNA does finally degrade, which, you know, I think it will eventually, right? It's not like a virus. As far as we know, what they're injecting into people is not literally a virus that can remain alive unless it retrointegrates in the DNA and gets re-expressed later. But, you know, in that case, it might become something like an Epstein-Barr virus, chronic infection. You have it for the rest of your life, but your immune system can, like, silence it and, like, repress it from activating and from expressing itself. So I do hold out hope, and I think that I've seen myself, vaccine-injured patients get better usually just as easily as long COVID patients do with the same treatments, like the ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, steroids, these different things that we do, fluvoxamine, pravastatin, maraviroc, you know, the intermittent fasting, the, you know, the supplements, the vitamin A, D, C, you know, it's the same. Basically the same workup. There's a few different labs that we do and a slightly different approach for the vaccine injured. But they do get better. And, you know, we haven't had long-term follow-up. We don't know if they're going to get worse again, right? Maybe they'll need to continue some amount of supplements or, you know, for long-term. I don't know. I think people should be reassured that we are not seeing evidence of like untreatable injuries where it's just like, you know, okay, you got vaccinated, that's it, you know, too bad for you. You're never going to be the same again. That's not my experience, and I think the experience of other people who are treating these folks, it's very similar to long COVID, and it does seem like you can get over it. There are still some questions left over. You know, is it going to stay with you for the rest of your life? Are you going to have to continue to address it in some way to keep it suppressed? But I don't, you know, you can still live a full, happy, healthy, normal life, even if you have to take a vitamin D every day, right? It's not really too much to ask.
Well, and so, but the thing is now that they've come out with, and see here, Moderna is suing Pfizer and BioNTech because of patent ripoffs. My whole thing is now they've come out with this new and improved jab, and I'm just worried that they're going to basically shoot more of this garbage into the system that's going to stay with whoever is injected with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that bothers me.
What's your comment on that? If you've been injured, definitely don't ever take another shot again. And if you haven't been injured, definitely don't ever take another shot again, right? Like, it doesn't matter. We know these things are dangerous. And if you keep taking them, even if you haven't had a vaccine injury after two or three or four shots, I think you're just tempting the devil, right? Like, you will likely end up with some kind of injury or change in your health, and it might be something subtle that you don't realize. Maybe you get cancer 5 years from now and you just write it off as like bad genes or whatever, and it's actually the shot, right, that triggered it. Because we know now what it's doing. You know, it is a cellular toxin. It's a DNA toxin. It's, you know, it increases the risk of cancer. Like, this is what it actually does in the human body. You don't want to inject yourself with that thing, especially when we have safe and effective protocols that you can take to prevent illness from COVID. But, you know, if you look at the death rates versus the case rates for Omicron, it's like a flat line. Okay, people aren't dying from this thing. I mean, stop worrying about it. I'm still concerned about long COVID, but it's treatable. You know, get the stuff you need to treat it and do that instead of a vaccine, and get a vaccine exemption if you need one.
There you go. Dr. Syed Haider, thank you so much for being on the show. We are out of time for today, but remember, you have mygotodoc.com to go to, and everything we've said that's been said on the show, of course. Dr. Syed Haider is doing the best he can to try to stop censorship and the spread of misinformation. Obviously, the more you know, knowledge is power. Thank you, Dr. Haider, for being on the show. Dave Krieger with you. As I said, we're out of time, but in the meantime, stay safe, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.